MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Water donations to the Lincoln County Fair for use on its grounds and arenas hit a snag on August 12th during the Capitan Board of Trustees regular meeting, with Mayor Minerva Davalos taking the board to task for making a backroom deal to donate water to the fair. Trustees were quick to make a motion to approve water donations, but Davalos delayed the action for 40 minutes, accusing trustees of making the deal on July 4th with Lincoln County Manager Jason Burns. Village Attorney Zach Cook advised the simplest answer is to amend the resolution to allow government-to-government donation of water, and trustees voted unanimously for the motion to donate water for the Lincoln County Junior Rodeo Club Rodeo set for the weekend of August 16th. People with outstanding bench warrants from any magistrate court in New Mexico have an opportunity to clear them at the Eddy County Magistrate Court in Carlsbad 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, August 22nd and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, August 23rd at 1949 South Canal Street. The Safe Surrender event gives anyone with an outstanding warrant a chance to possibly avoid jail time and other consequences by appearing before a judge. Anyone who appears and surrenders voluntarily will be given favorable consideration when requesting a new court date, payment plan, or any other option needed to comply with the court order. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed another executive order on crime and has declared a state of emergency for Rio Arriba County and the city of Espanola and surrounding Pueblo areas because crime there, she says, has doubled. The governor said the increase in crime has contributed to increased homelessness, family instability, and fatal drug overdoses. Rio Arriba County currently has the highest overdose death rate in the state. The declaration authorizes spending of up to $750,000 from the Department of Homeland Security to coordinate a response. And while the governor has deployed the National Guard in Albuquerque, and the order states they could be used in Espanola, the governor's office said there are no immediate plans to deploy them there. New Mexico Republican Party Chairwoman Amy Barella also welcomed the announcement, but hopes it results in real change. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.